Now, here's the stories on Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak himself, all of his life, was a chain of Mesirut Nefesh and serving Hashem. But he always was realizing what he could help the other, like we spoke. Once, when he was very, very old, he was over 90 years old already. He was Nifter, he was 93, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. And once when he was very, very old, someone heard him doing Vodadut. He wasn't going out to the field by then. And someone heard him say, Hashem, help me. I only see the good in every Jew. Only see the good. Only be done for every person who comes through. So he's now over 90 years old. The story from Rabbi Yitzchak Gelbach, one of the great grandchildren of Rabbeinu, once he heard. They heard Rabbi Levi Yitzchak talking in public at a wedding, and next to him was sitting Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the Rosh Yeshiva of Mir. And Rabbi Levi Yitzchak was talking about the holy Jewish neshama and how important it is to see only the good in every soul, not to see any bad in anyone. And he gave a mashal of a portrait, a drawing of a face.
Portrait
of a very, very expensive, of a very, very famous artist, that even if it got dirty a little bit, this or that, it's still worth billions. You don't throw it in the garbage. It's worth a lot. Okay? So too, the neshama of a Jew, okay? Even though it got dirty, but still you don't throw it out. Hashem made it. It's a holiness in Shema. It's a part of Hashem. You can throw it away. Okay. Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz was listening, paying attention very much to what Rabbi Levi Yitzchak was saying. And afterwards, he went over to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak and all excited. He shook his hand. Thank you so much. You revealed to me parts of the Torah which I never heard of. And by the way, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak realized that Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, that's how, it was here with Rosh Yeshiva Mir, used to go a lot to the mikveh. Every morning, early in the morning, he used to go to the mikveh. So, Levi Yitzchak used to call him, he's a Litvish Chassid. He's not a real Litvish. He's a Litvish Chassid. He's also a Chassid. Once, one of the great people of Anash in Uman, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak said the story. Once, one of the great people of Anash in Poland, he came to Uman, and he was a big lamda and a Nirei Shamayim. And his nature was, he was very sharp. He was very sharp. Right, that's how the learned people in Poland, even though they were Hasidic, they were very sharp. And people in Uma didn't like the way he talked. Why? Because they said it's not the way Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu spoke sweet. The Torah, everything was sweet in the eyes of Rabbeinu, not sharp. The Torah was sweet. And Uman was revealed. The image of who Rabbi Yitzchak was, Rabbi Yitzchak, was Isha Eshkolot. Isha Eshkolot, the Gemara says, Ish Shakolbo, everything was in him. He was learning Torah day and night. And he completely Yifkir. How come Yifkir?
He gave up
himself completely to the public. Whatever the public needed, the people needed, he did. Okay? And his sharp eyes always realized where there was a problem, with broken windows, there was this, there was that. He always made sure to take care of it. In Uman, there was no fixed place for old people. People were passing through the city, old people, beggars, all kinds of people coming in. There wasn't a achlas lachim over there for people. And sometimes there were people, it was cold, and there was nothing to eat, nothing to drink. They got sick, they got hungry, whatever. So he made sure to take care of it, to make a place, take care of it, and everything that people would do it. No one asked him to do it. Rabbi Meir Shechter Shlita used to look at Rabbi Levi Yitzchak the way he takes care of the big breast of shul here in Mash Sharim. And he used to say about it, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak is not a person who does something. He does whatever is needed. He just gave himself to the public. Whatever the public needed, that's where he was. He used to sweep the shul and wash dishes and whatever is needed, he was there to do. It's the type of person like that. There's no personal life.
No ego.
No ego at all. It was huge. It was a huge Talmud Chacham. It was in the level of Gdolei Ador, Paskinin and Azohar and Rabbeinu and everything. Everything was huge. But still, he was the most simplest person. Wherever there was something to fix or finish up or add up, whatever, Rabbi Yitzchak was there. And he has sharp eyes to realize what is needed. Not everyone realized has sharp eyes to realize, but he was so into it that he used to realize this is needed, this is needed. He used to realize little things. He used to change jobs or hats, whatever you call it, for whatever is needed. Now you need to fix the window. Now you wore a hat of a zagag. I don't know how to say it in English. Zagag. I fix his windows.
A glazer.
Glazer. Now there's to fix the bathroom. There's a stima. He used to go. He used to fix the problem in the bathroom, a plumber. Now there's no one cleaning, he's going to clean. Everything. You still saw him, right?
What?
You remember what it's like? You saw him?
I saw him from the back one time, yeah.
From the back? You know what it says in the Gemara, if I see someone from the back? The Gemara says, story.
You
saw him
in the back. You see a lot of people, the Saba also, you said.
What?
The Saba.
Sabe Yisrael, yeah. Kalevach, he's the one who started your... You know, I'll tell you the story a little bit. He didn't know anything as a... Anything. It's a Shaman Atana. And Judaism, klum. His parents... He went to Shul, a form Shul, it was a temple. Ash klum. So, but it was a little bit searching this, so they took him to the house in Love and Prayer in San Francisco. So, was Shlomo talking about being Jewish or whatever, something, right? He asked Shlomo how to start, what should I do?
Yeah.
So Shlomo said, to put on tefillin. So he has what's tefillin? Kilo ad kedei kach, mamash, klum. Vehayom, tireh ezeh metikot. You see what a person can reach, and he wasn't 18 years old then. He was close to 40 already, right?
41.
After 40 even. What a person can change in his life. All the koach of Rabbeinu. He told me he read a lot of rest of stuff in English at the time.
Yeah, I was reading everything, but...
Didn't know what to do practically.
No, there's nobody around to ask.
Unbelievable.
Especially San Francisco back then.
Which day I read because
of the rest of the Maya? שלך? אולי בזכות זה הקראתי. רבינו היה סנדק. טוב.
I told you this about Rav Shik. I think I told you. Rav Shik just passed away. He said, anybody can be a breastover. A litvak can be a breastover. A ger can be a breastover. Anybody can be a breastover. They can still keep what they're doing. They can still be
breastfed. Yeah. Rabbeinu said everyone will be breastfed. He meant everyone will wear a kaftan and a shtaymer. No. Each one can stay with his own rabbi and be breastfed. Rav Shlomo Kalev always say,
no,
a person has to have two rabbis. Rav Nachman and his rabbi. So someone asked him, who's your rabbi? Who's your rabbi? So Rav Nachman and who else? Rabbi Nachman is my rabbi also. Big blessed. All the times he speaks is blessed.
I never really.
I have a book of.
I mean, I've always heard of his songs. I never really got.
I have a book of Torah that it was written from tapes that he said. I'm telling you.
Who is it?
Shlomo Kalev. 80% is from Rabbeinu, and he says. And Rabbi Nachman says like this.
What makes him blessed?
The way he wanted to do. Ken and davening bekoach and being b'shalom with everyone. That's faster. He can be a chabadnik, he can be breslover too. I have a sister-in-law. He does his brothers all the time. And she's chabad. She's not breslover at all. The wife always tells her, you want to do daven, da'al Hashem. So she does. And that's a real breslover. If someone can be here breslev, he wears all the garments and goes to Uman every year. And he has nothing to do with Breslev. Because the Breslev is someone who does an hour Yigbolut every day. Rav Arush said it clearly. It's clear. That's a Breslev Chassid. Not a person with these things. Or with this.
Okay? A person beard.
Ken, or I'm sorry, a payas and a beard or a certain garment or whatever. You could be not keeping yet anything and be a blessed of El Chassi. You talk to Hashem, you kick to Hashem, you keep the eitzes of Rabbi Nachman. You learn Rabbeinu Sfarim. And this, my brother-in-law and his wife, they read all of our books and everything. It's not Rabbeinu's books, but it's the Torahs of Rabbeinu, right? Obviously. Rabbeinu wrote those books also.
You're getting into the Tosos at night.
That's not only Breslau, that's every Jew. It's Shulchan Aruch, the first halacha. Second halacha. Second siman. So, we have two more minutes, maybe we get another story. Rav Levi Yitzchak, also he wrote like this, he wrote a letter to himself. I don't know if to someone, yeah, he wrote, Baruch Hashem, it's 27 years that I'm in Israel, and before Pesach, the first Pesach I was here, I saw that there's many people that they don't have stuff for Pesach. I started doing this mitzvah, and by now, there's about 100 families which I help every year. It's 27 years after. The first year that he came to Israel, he started doing it. He realized that he needed it. No one asked him, no one paid him for it. He had to go out and find money and beg people to give something. Yeah. And we'll talk the rest of Hashem morgen, which means tomorrow.